This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We had to just take a breath here real quick. It's been a busy show.
Got a towel off.
Maybe.
It's the exhausted hour.
It might be. But it's been a busy day and a busy show. We've had a lot going on. We'll catch you up on everything. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. It is hour number three on trade deadline day in the NFL. While there's also big news in the NBA as well. We'll update you on everything you might have missed and any trades that might happen between now and the end of the show as we get you closer to the trade deadline. As two already happened today. Before we get to everything we need to do with you and more, we do have to, of course, Bart, acknowledge the fact that it is hour number three. And on a day like this,
I'm going to do a special edition.
When it's hour number three.
This is a special edition.
What does it mean?
For everybody today that have lost somebody that they love. For all the Pittsburgh fans that still love Chase Claypool.
Yeah.
For all the Lion fans that still love T.J. Hockenson.
Hockenson.
For all the Chicago fans that love them some Roquan Smith and Robert Quinn.
Roquan, but okay.
This is for you. The football edition of the third hour of the Barton Hahn Show.
Which is?
We're going to call it the Sour Hour. 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 I just bought that jersey. I just bought it for Christmas.
Your poor dad.
And now it's gone.
He's got to watch the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Day at the Scott household is going to be terrible.
Brutal.
Oh, man.
The Sour Hour.
Still saying it.
Might as well watch USA England on Friday.
I'm watching cricket on Telemundo.
Like, think about
World
this.
Cup, maybe.
It's,
World Cup.
It's bad enough that the Lions are hosting the Bills on Thanksgiving. Like, you already know the ass kicking.
Why they always give them a top five opponent?
Like, you already know the ass kicking that's coming. And then on top of it, you take away a very important weapon for an offense that actually had been clicking. It's your defense.
That would have been a hell of a shootout. Mm. It'd have been 47-54.
Instead, 47-4.
Jameson Williams coming back for Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. So that's one of the deals. The other one, as you heard Bart mention, by the way, if you didn't hear it, so Hockenson going to
Minnesota.
The Vikings.
In division.
Yeah. And it's a great pickup for the Vikings, who are 6-1. Sending a little message also in that division to the Packers. But see, now, the Bears trading Roquan Smith last night to your Ravens. You love it. Obviously, it's a great place for linebackers. But then the Bears taking, so they get a second for him. They take their second, the Bears do, send it to Pittsburgh for Chase Claypool.
Yeah.
Getting Justin Fields, yeah, a very important wide receiver target and a weapon. And yeah, that's good too for his future going forward and all that stuff. But the question I have for you, Bart, is what are the Packers doing? Minnesota gets a tight end who is very useful.
Yeah.
The Bears, who aren't even, they're not going to factor in the playoffs, they get a wide receiver. I mean, Aaron Rodgers must be watching the trade deadline going like, are we going to do anything?
But they had an extra one, so that's what it is. See, they had an extra one because they traded a player, so they didn't really care about their own.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh wanted their own because they know the Ravens probably going to win the division, so that won't be a great second-round pick. That would damn near be a third-round pick. So they got a high number two now. And for the Steelers, they're like, man, well, listen, we can't give that. Randy Moss went for a fourth-round draft pick, by the way. So for them to get a second-round draft pick for Chase Claypool, Randy Moss wasn't who he used to be when he went out to the Raiders.
When that happened.
But, yeah, when he went to Tom Brady, he became the great. He became him again.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, Chase Claypool's still on his first contract. So they're saying, we're giving you a receiver that you're still holding the contract for another year, and you can figure something out. So it's a win-win for everybody.
It's been a very busy day so far, and like I said, you keep it right here. We'll keep you up on all the deals going down. And in the meantime, as we mentioned, on the NBA side of things, the Nets and Steve Nash part ways. That came out in the last hour as well. We had Nick Friedell on, and he was explaining everything that was happening there, and that is a parting of ways. That is a coach who, after a win last night, with a game still to coach tonight, had decided 7 games in, I'm done with this. This is a mess. And now the rumors are that one target the Nets have in mind to replace Nash, Ime Udoka. Yeah, that guy. The one that led to the former Nets assistant who led the Celtics to the finals last year and did things in the offseason so egregious that the Celtics said, you're suspended for the year, and who knows if you're going to continue being our coach. So a lot of drama happening right now in sports, and we got it all for you. We want you to know the game isn't over till it's over, so next time your car breaks down, don't call it quits. Head to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com.
Let's ride.
Let's ride. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, a lot of people want to talk with us about the trade deadline and what they want to see. So let's get to those calls now. Let's go to Kareem in New York. Hey, Kareem.
Hey, how you doing? My question is the Giants going to make any moves? I feel like we're just sitting there and not doing anything.
Not yet. Still 2 hours. What would you want to see them?
They traded Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, what do you want to see them do?
I would like to see them get Judy from Denver.
He's not available.
Yeah, they said they're not going to move him. That's the thing. I mean, Denver doesn't want to take weapons away from Russell Wilson.
Right, they won. Why would they get rid of him?
Yeah, no, that's not something that they're going to do.
So unless you want to give up that pick for Brandon Cooks and take on that salary, which you probably can't afford to because you have to get rid of James Bradbury. Yeah, you can't move Galladay's contract to after next year, so you're stuck.
Juice in North Carolina. Juice, how we doing?
Listen, my people, listen. Long time been trying to get on last three Mondays. Everybody been stealing my thunder. Kareem just got off, stole my thunder. But that's okay. Listen, I've been going through some things. My house caught on fire, but I'm doing, you know.
Oh, no.
Listen, it was a little grease fire, you know. I guess my wife was planning to make me renovate the kitchen much faster than next year. But it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm glad everybody's all right, though.
Yeah, everybody's all right, other than me having to work a little extra harder, but that's okay. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Why are the Giants – I was looking at a game on YouTube, a couple of games, and I'm looking at the defensive line. And it looked like everybody said, like, this is the quarterback. Ready, hi. And all of a sudden, the defensive line for the Giants going, patty cake, Baker's man. They're sitting up there playing with these dudes. You might get a rush here and there. But there's a straight line. Usually when you collapse the pocket, it's like a horseshoe, and it starts to close, right? Yeah. But the Giants defensive line, everybody's in a line, and the quarterback is out there. He's back there smoking a cigarette.
You don't think they're getting after the quarterback?
Dexter Lawrence has like 5 sacks as an interior guy. Like you talk about Leonard Williams. He's one of the highest paid inside linebackers in the game.
You drafted
Thibodeau. So, I mean, I don't know, like, where you upgraded. You probably have more money invested in the D-line than almost anybody in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You have basically 3 first-rounders as your starting linebackers, you know what I mean? And the other kid, Ozeez or Ojulari, should have been a first-round draft pick, but he had the medicals for the knee. So, I don't know what more can you do.
Yeah, no, I don't know where you would improve the Giants right now in season, what you think they'd need. But I don't know if there's really anything you want to do. And you don't want to get tied up in too much money going forward because you have big decisions to make with Saquon, obviously, and Daniel Jones as well.
And Dexter Lawrence.
That's true. I forgot about him as well. Let's see. You're getting a lot of Giants calls. And so let's continue with those. In Manhattan, we go to Trevor. Trevor, what do you got?
How you doing, Mr. Scott and Mr. Hahn? I have two scenarios. The first one is what if the Giants traded the 4th round pick via the Bears and also Kenny Golladay for Kareem Hunt? To bolster the back.
Why would
and
they
also,
want to take a let's just start there. Why would anybody want Kenny Golladay, who hasn't been able to get on the field, for a team that's paying him almost $19 million a year?
Understood, but at the same time, you know, Cleveland is already paying a lot of money to a quarterback that's not even playing. So I mean, and they actually have the cap space to actually absorb that hit.
They're paying that quarterback $1 million a year cap this year. They're not paying him nothing this year.
Yeah, no, Trevor, I mean, it's just you're trying to be creative, as a lot of fans usually do at this time, but I just don't see it. I that's the only problem there. You just don't see it. Go to Maine, talk to Casey. What's up, Casey?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show. I would just reach out. I'm an Eagles fan. I get stressed out whenever they're good because they always let us down. other than 2017.
Yeah, other than Philly.
And we got that undefeated season going right now, and it that makes me even more nervous because I look at the schedule, and really, as much as I hate the Giants and Cowboys, they're the only two teams left that really scare me, because of the division.
Yeah.
And I mean, as far as playoffs go, the only team in the NFC that really scares me is San Francisco. So,
but you should hope
I wanted to ask you guys, and especially Bart, like you've been in these locker rooms, like what is that pressure like with a undefeated season going? And then on top of that, do the Eagles need to make a move to really bolster their position? Because to me, the biggest threats really are Kansas City and
if you're going against Kansas City, that's in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't have to worry about those two teams at all.
They went and got Raekwon Smith, and they're going to get a fourth-round compensatory pick for him. So the fourth-round pick that they gave up for him, they're really getting him for nothing because they're going to get him back, going to get the same pick that they gave back. So they got him for a cheap rental, and it's no more moves for them to make. He's a surplus because you already had Graham. You already had pass rushers.
So you don't think they need secondary for
they got Bradbury and big players. You can't have great players at every position. You can't have an all-star team.
Well, that's what everybody wants though. See, but what he admitted,
receivers, a great tight end.
He calls the show a lot, and he's a great caller. What he admitted was, as a fan, you have this anxiety, right? Yes. You have that anxiety of, all right, we're good, but are we good enough? And that's what he's dealing with. So it's like, where are we weak? Can we get better at this? Like, when you have a team that you think has a chance to go all the way, you want to close every gap you can.
But you can't close every gap.
I know. It's not possible.
It's impossible.
Right.
But here's the problem.
Now, you said Roquan Smith. That's not what you meant.
Robert Quinn.
They got Robert Quinn.
But here's the thing, right? It's value in losing. Because they may go the most of the season not losing, and you want them to lose as close to the playoffs as possible so they can get a reality check and kind of, you know, be a little hungry a little bit.
All right, a little bit of news here. It's not anything but just to keep an eye on. We will. Clarence Hill Jr. has been covering the Texans for a long time down there. He said that Brandon Cooks is not at practice and so probably being traded somewhere. Yep. So we'll keep an eye out certainly for that as we've got the trade deadline just continues to get
Aaron
hot
Rodgers.
And heavy. Yes. Now, we will continue with your call, so stay with us certainly on that. And let's talk with Raheem Mostert coming up next, what this day is like for players, and also what's happening down in Miami with the Dolphins, and what do they think they can be with Tua. That's coming up next. But first, Bart, tell us about O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'Reilly.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. Or choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your order quick with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today and they'll bring it out if you want them.
All right, it's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Trade deadline day, it's a crazy day. It's fun for some fans. It's obviously a busy one for those in the media. And in your front office, you probably feel a lot of pressure. But how about for the players? What are they thinking? Now, the Miami Dolphins haven't been active at all today, but Raheem Mostert joins us right now, the running back from Miami. And I just want to start off with that, Raheem. Is this one of those days? It's like, are you guys following like fans are? What's going to happen? It's trade deadline day. What moves are being made?
Yeah, we're definitely following along, man. At least I know I am for right now. But there's definitely some action that's going on in the league right now, you know, in regards to trade day. So you just got to stay up to date with teams and see who, you know, who you're potentially going to play as a new member of the opposing team. So it's a very exciting time.
I mean, you're a football fan before you're a football player. And I know before you even got in the league, you were watching these days as a fan and seeing what your local team was going to do. It seemed like you guys made all your splash moves in the offseason. When you look at some of the moves that are made on the last couple of weeks, which one sticks out to you the most? Like, oh, man, that was a genius move.
I would definitely have to say, it pains me to say this, and you probably know how I feel about this. It's honestly exciting to see Christian McCaffrey go over to the Niners, man. Man, he's going to do wonderful things in that offense. You know, I could just foresee it. I mean, even what he did this past weekend, you know, only person since 2005 to do passing, catching, and rushing TDs, man, is definitely something to admire. So, you know, the sky's the limit with him in the offense, man, because I know firsthand what it's like.
Hey, when you play for Miami, right, and we always talk about South Beach is undefeated when opposing teams come down there because it's just too many. You come to Miami and you just feel the heat. You see all the you go to Trapo Pulley Isle. You see the prettiest girl you ever seen in your life. Like, baby, why you back there making them bings, man? You book scholarship right now. You lose your damn mind. But when it's bye week, right. Like, do you have a staycation or do you just where do you go? Do you go to Bahamas, like, or do you just have a staycation? Like, I'm already in paradise.
See, you asking a guy that first and foremost that this is going to be his first time having a bye week in Miami, you know, and then second off, a family guy, and I'm a family man first, so I can't really relate with all the you know staycation and seeing everything the way it is in Miami. But me personally, I know I'm going to take a trip to. I don't know yet, maybe the Bahamas or something like that, just to get away with my family and, you know, just enjoy their company, man.
Okay. That's the right answer.
I'm not just a hood rat.
Look at you setting him up.
I'm not just a hood rat. I'm married too, man. Don't just put me out there in these streets I'm a heathen.
But I'll tell you what,
I'll help you out because you was on the left coast, you know what I'm saying? So I've been on the east coast and I used to have a place in Miami. So if you want to go to Bahamas, go to Azuma. That's a great family thing. Take the kids to Pig Island. You know, take them to the Iguana Island. Man. You can go you can go cave diving as well. So I would go to Azuma. I wouldn't go to the typical Bahamas. You go to Bahamas for a day, but then you take a plane to Azuma, rent you a house, and then you go to Pig Island. Let the kids see it's an island where banded pigs have been there. You feed the pigs. And then you also go to Iguana Island where it's nothing but iguanas. You feed the iguanas. But then they have a place where you go in a cave and you go underneath and it's a cave and it looks like Dory the Explorer finding Nemo all over again. So that I helped you out with the family thing.
That's why me and you need to connect more, man. That's the type of stuff that I need to hear because I've been setting up with this trip and stuff like that. My wife been to Atlantis and stuff like that. And
that's like being in Miami, man. That's straight hood rat stuff still going on out there, man.
Right. He talked about that trip when he came back. He talked about that trip for a week. Like, trust me. Like, what he's laying out for you, I'm telling you. I saw the house.
Yeah, a lot of people got private islands out there, a lot of super celebrities.
Yeah.
You know, it's an island that's 25-minute flight away from Bahamas. You fly out of the Bahamas, but you can fly back to the Bahamas if you want to do some SLS stuff. But you got SLS in Miami, baby. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So why you don't go to the Bahamas to do SLS?
Right. All right, well, while Bart is being a travel agent right now for
Maureen
Moser, let's get back on topic here, talking some NFL. Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. So the last couple of weeks have certainly been an interesting one for your team. I mean, the season starts out as one where there were great expectations with so much talent on that roster. And then, you know, the hit to Tua happens and he gets knocked out. And then he comes and plays on Thursday, gets hit again. And, you know, how can you just describe, like, just as the players felt, was that a scary moment for you guys? Like, just witnessing that, seeing your quarterback and obviously him being carted off the field and a lot of curiosity about, well, what is he okay? What's wrong? What was that like just for you guys?
Yeah, so I could definitely explain that. You know, when that happened, me and we were running routes. Of course, I was trying to make a play out of the backfield and trying to get out into my route. And as we're, you know, as he's taking the sack, me and both Tyreek, we're on the same side walking back to the huddle and, you know, we see our brother just laying there on the ground and the way he, you know, he's responding is definitely not typical or normal. And to see that, man, and the reaction that, you know, we all felt, man, it was definitely scary, especially knowing as a player. I mean, you guys can relate in some of this too. You know, being a player and seeing those things and then all of a sudden having to go out there and play another down of football, man. It's definitely eye-opening and something that you have to mentally block out because, you know, there's still a job that has to be done and trying to get a W. But first and foremost, you know, with Tua, man, health comes first. And that's something that, you know, as players, as coaches, and as organizations, you know, you have to take serious because you don't ever want to see a guy out there that's just laying out there and you know, not – not being responsive or having some type of injury, man, those things suck. And I know me personally, you know, when I was going through injury and you know, having my highs of highs and then my lows of lows in my career, man, right. It's definitely frightening, man. But, you know, you do move on as a player, and thankfully Tua has been able to respond and bounce back. And now we're on this little streak that we've been able to have. So, you know, I'm just thankful and blessed that, you know, he's healthy and that, you know, we're all able to be out here and play this game that we love so much that, you know, we've been playing since we were kids.
Yeah. And again, you guys look just so much different as a team once he is back out there. Raheem Mostert joining us right now, the Dolphins running back, and you're here helping to promote a campaign for Crest Oral-B. It's called the Closing America's Smile Gap. Can you just tell us about this initiative and why it's so close to your heart?
Yeah, so first and foremost, today is National Brush Day. And so for each product purchased this month, Crest and Oral-B will be donating product to a child in need. So for me, you know, I was able to join in on this opportunity, join on this initiative because, you know, when growing up and people, you know, may not know this about me, but growing up, man, I didn't know anything about a dentist or having the proper care in regards to my dental hygiene and you know, using my finger to brush my teeth at times because I didn't, you know, like I said, I didn't even know anything about a toothbrush in regards to that, but. You know, that's just something that, you know, is very critical to me, and especially being a father of three young boys, man. I want them to have the best because, you know, you only get one set of teeth throughout your lifetime, and it's very important that you take care of those set. It's a great initiative, man, to give back to the kids and families that need it. Hopefully that we're bringing a smile, a brighter smile to people's faces, man.
Yeah.
That's all you ever see.
It's something where, as dads, we can all relate to. It's the hardest thing to do is convince your kids you got to brush, you got to brush.
But it's important, though, because you talk about bad teeth and bad oral hygiene.
Yeah.
It's about confidence, right? When you're afraid to smile because your teeth is, you know, decayed or enamel's wearing down or it hurts to eat. It affects kids' confidence, and you know, that's the first thing that people see.
Yeah.
So that's a tremendous initiative that you have in teaching, you know, just the cosmetics of a beautiful smile, but also the function of being able to have strong enamel so that you don't have painful, you know, pain eating or gingivitis and things of that sort.
Yeah, Raheem, it is great stuff. It's obviously, it is terrific to talk with you as well. It's a wonderful perspective on your teammate on Tua and what he went through and what you guys went through as a team. And now back whole again, once again, very much a threat in the AFC. Thanks so much for the time. All the best to you.
Zuma!
Yeah, thank you guys. Right. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a good one.
You too. And Bart just set up his vacation for him, so he'll get on that, no doubt about it. Again, Crest Oral B, Closing America's Smile Gap. We do have more. Yeah, so now is it NFL? Do you have?
NFL, 7-Eleven.com.
Right, you have NFL. I have NBA. So we've got some more to share with you. Big stuff on the Nets front. And Bart, you have a trade?
Yeah, potentially. Remember we talked about Williams the other day?
Yes.
He could be going to a place that's been in news already. Back after this.
Oh, yes. You need to stay with us. We've got the latest. It's Bart and Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Where do we begin? It's Bart and Han, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance gives you protection on the phone, online, or on the app 24/7 because things happen 24/7. I think we're witnessing that the last couple hours. Quote at progressive.com, a busy show continues to get busy or stay busy or get busier. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying at this point anymore because there's so much to keep up with, not just on the NFL side with the trade deadline at 4 o'clock, but also on the NBA side with things happening in Brooklyn and happening real fast. Where do we begin? Let's stay in the NFL. So while we were away, we had just finished talking to Raheem Mostert, the running back from the Miami Dolphins, who said to us, just like you guys, I'm following the trade deadline. I'm curious to see what teams are doing. Literally after we hung up with him, his team made a big move. The Dolphins, according to Adam Schefter, have traded for Bradley Chubb, the linebacker from the Broncos. This is a big trade. They get Bradley Chubb. They get a 25 fifth-round pick from Denver. They send Chase Edmonds, right, the running back that they had, along with, of course, Mostert. So Mostert stays, but Edmonds goes. A 2023 first, a 2024 fourth, and is there one more, is there a 2025? Yeah, fifth round in 2025 as well. So a lot of picks and people being moved. Yes, we have to keep up with this. Take off your socks so you can continue counting on your toes. There's that one. And what else happened also during the break as well, Bart? There was another.
Pittsburgh traded for cornerback Williams, probably using the draft pick they got from the Bears for the.
You mean William Jackson?
Yeah, William
Jackson. From the Commanders.
Yeah, from the Commanders.
But the corner's been out with a back issue. He's got a big contract, but he didn't want to be there anymore, so he wanted out. So Pittsburgh went and got him.
Maybe his back hurt because he didn't want to be there.
Probably. Yeah, he signed a 3-year, $40 million deal in 21.
Yeah.
So they've got $9 million dead money. And Fowler was saying that the Commanders were going to release him if they couldn't find a trade partner. So
well, still they didn't care because they got rid of Chase Pool, who was a surplus for them. So they took one of their surplus picks and got them the cornerback that they wanted.
So they found a trade partner. All right. So, again, stay with us because we continue to follow all the proceedings on a trade deadline that today has been extremely busy.
Well, what about basketball? They say they hold my beer football. You can't just
it's in Brooklyn, there's a lot going on as well. So in Brooklyn, we've been following this story as well since an hour ago when it all started to fall apart. Steve Nash and the Nets part ways. He's out as their coach 7 games into the season. And Woj is reporting that they will be the likely next coach to replace him, Ime Udoka.
He's learned his lesson.
Former assistant with the Nets who was a head coach with the Celtics and led the Celtics to the finals and then was suspended for the year by the Celtics for some untoward activities that was going on with him and some married females in that organization, if those of you who are following that story know what I'm talking about. So Ime Udoka will be let free. The Celtics are just letting him go. So he was suspended by the Celtics, but now he's going to just be allowed to be hired back by the Nets. And Woj is just basically saying this could happen in the next 24 to 48 hours. Now, the Nets play tonight. Jacques Vaughn, assistant coach, will be the acting head coach for the game tonight against Chicago. We'll after tonight, they are off until Friday. They have a 3-game road trip. What a perfect time to go on the road. They'll play Friday at Washington, Saturday in Charlotte, and then Monday in Dallas. And then their next home game, Bart?
So,
next Wednesday against?
Bing Bong.
The Knicks.
I wonder if the Knicks fans will the Knicks fans be kind or rude to Udoka when he's sitting there.
If you're the league, how do you feel about this?
Well, the league didn't suspend him. So
no, they didn't. So but it wasn't up to them to do it.
Right, so now he's back. So now all the vitriol that he's about to get probably from the fan base is, let's see how he handles that. You got people yelling at the head coach, people yelling at your star point guard. it's going to be so many damn signs on the business.
And yelling at Ben Simmons as well. This is something.
The
what
only
a
thing
circus
that can be more perfect than them coming back and playing for playing against the Knicks would be playing in Philly. That would be the only thing that could have topped it.
That'd be the other one. Or playing in Boston, where they love Kyrie also, and Ime would probably hear it as well. Somewhere, the Rob Pelinka and the Lakers are saying, thank you. Get the pressure, get the attention off of us.
But this also lets you know that they're doubling down on Kyrie and KD.
Well, KD especially. This is clearly to make KD happy. KD said something after last night's game I found very interesting, because he just passed Vince Carter on the all-time scoring list, right? Mm-hmm. And so when asked about it, he said that he feels fortunate to be able to play this game and all those nice things. And he added, and I'm happy I'm doing it in a Nets jersey, which I found very interesting because he wasn't happy being a Net in the summer and wanted out.
So he had to know. He had to know that he probably knew that. They knew that Nash was about to leave because they wouldn't have this Udoka. You don't get that done in 24 hours. He just announced that he was going to be gone 2 minutes ago. So and all of a sudden, they already got a deal for Udoka with Boston. Stop it.
So Woj said, the hope is that Udoka can tighten the nets defensively and command the respect of the franchise's key players. Udoka spent
what about the respect of the organization?
Yeah.
The women in the organization. Who knows if he ain't already got some bodies on him from there before he was there?
We don't, but maybe
he
will.
He ain't just started being a dirt diggler when he went up to Boston.
maybe we will find out some things that if this does become a final deal, right? Maybe something happens. But, I mean, this isn't a surprise. Again, the relationship was there, and he had success as a coach.
Who hires a suspended coach?
How does this look, though?
Who hires a suspended coach?
Maybe the Nets don't care what it looks like, right?
I told you that.
They clearly don't care because, first of all, you have Kyrie and all his actions. And not only did they suspend him, they could easily just say, you know what, go.
Nah, that's $33
like, take
million.
Off.
That's $30 million, man.
What do you mean?
I ain't just giving $30 million away. I'm spending $30 million. I want some return on my money.
Do you?
Hell yeah. He's averaging 30.
Is it really good for business to have a guy like that? And the things that he's willing to do, and he'll continue. Like, if you think, by the way, this is the last Kyrie Irving issue.
Well, Nike didn't stop his shoe from being sold. Did Nike stop his shoe from being sold? Did they just make a bland statement?
So you're saying
stand against it?
Basically,
yes.
Once you're bad for business, once people decide I'm no longer buying a ticket to watch him play in your building, once he becomes bad for business, that's when you do it.
Yeah.
But everything else, we'll just look at. We will look away from all this other stuff. That's what you're saying.
Man, would you look at politics and some of the things that politicians have said, and we don't out them?
Mm-hmm.
We still support them.
But politics.
How many people left a certain party because of some of the crazy things that's been said on both sides?
Yeah, but that's different. That's politics.
No,
this is a business. No, it's not. It is different. This is a business. This is you're representing a league and a company.
Okay.
And fans are showing up in the building, and that's what I mean. Once, if it's not that bad for business, we're going to keep going with it. And then you're right. They're doubling down on KD and Kyrie. They are especially on KD. They want to make him happy. What will make you happy? Getting rid of Nash and getting this guy? No matter what his sordid background is coming in, fine. We'll do it. It's not even like you waited a year to bring him in. You're not waiting anything. You waited a month.
Hey. He ain't banged nobody in our organization.
Not yet.
Allegedly.
Not yet.
That was in Boston.
Just saying.
What they got to do with us?
Just saying, not yet.
He helped us out because we should have hired him instead of hiring Nash to begin with.
Proud moment, no doubt about it. It's Barton Hahn brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot. How doers get more done. Love to get your take on all the things happening today. And if anything else goes on in the trade deadline, we've got a little more show to get to. You do not want to miss it because if you've been listening to this show, things are happening fast and furious. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Very busy day in the NBA trade deadline. Very busy day in Brooklyn on the NBA side of things as Steve Nash is out as the head coach and Woj is reporting that Ime Udoka sounds like is the next guy they're bringing in despite all the issues in Boston. Meanwhile, Bart, as we were talking about, the Dolphins make a move. And they add to their defense with Bradley Chubb. And I have to ask you, so from a New York perspective, are the Jets going to do anything? Or are they not in a place now to be aggressive? So you say they're not. They already said they're not going to trade Elijah Moore.
Yeah.
So are they just going to stand pat here and they are what they are?
Maybe. I mean, when you think about it, maybe Breece Hall not being there changed things. They had to realize.
They made the move for James Robinson. They did do that.
Yeah, but that was something that they had to do just to be functional. I don't know if they believe now, maybe they can make the playoffs, but they don't want to give up future assets because they know that they're going to be one and done. You see what Miami just did. You see what, Baltimore just did. So let's just stick to the game plan and see what we can do. Now, if somebody – Jack Conklin is going to be available without giving up a draft pick next year. You'll be able to sign him and make him your right tackle if that's what you choose to do. You don't have to give up a draft capital for something that's going to be available next year when you want to make another step. So you really just try and get in and try and get into the playoffs and see what you can do. And, if you can win a game, you can win a game. If you get bounced, it's still experience for a young team. And then next year, you still have all your draft picks. and you can use them in the offseason for the draft to move up, or you can, you know, in free agency, you can make trades for some of these players. So who knows? Maybe Tunsil's available if, you know, if Houston's able to get a great left tackle in the draft. Then you can make a trade for him, but then it'd be less than what you would have to pay now, because now these are teams that think they can win a Super Bowl that's making moves now, not teams that are just straight and pat outside of, like, the Steelers and the Bears. They're just making future picks because they have a decimated roster.
It's going to be tough for some fans to accept, right, when they look at the – well, you're 5-2 and you're 5-3. You got a chance to do something. Why wouldn't you be aggressive right now, try to win now? They're the same fans that might be also yelling that Zach Wilson should be benched if he, you know, plays poorly again. And it's like, if you're Joe Douglas, you have to take a breath and say, you know what, we've had a little success and that's good, but we're not there yet. And as you mentioned, building this team forward – is more an off-season thing right now. This isn't a in-season type of move for them to make to do anything that you think would advance the cause. So the smart thing to do is to keep your assets. And the smart thing to do is control your salary cap situation. And the smart thing to do is let Zach Wilson continue to learn on the job. We're back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Hey, by the way, with all the NFL and NBA news going on today, the World Series resumes tonight, Game 3, after last night's rainout, which, by the way, they let people, of course, go to the building, as always, before deciding, oh, well, we can't play because, you know, the weather. But the World Series is on ESPN Radio, presented by AutoZone. You can catch the action tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, the Phillies and the Astros, on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Jordan Renan, who covers the Giants for ESPN, he tweets out that some big trades already made today, and as noted over the past weeks, do not expect the Giants to compromise their future. Too many big decisions upcoming for them. Parting with premium picks, first or second round, he says, highly unlikely given the state of the current roster. GM Joe Shane, realistic about the team. That part makes sense, Bart, right? The Giants standing pat, the Jets standing pat, kind of makes sense for where they both are right now. For both of them, it's going to be about, for the Giants, it'll be about remaking the roster in the offseason. For the Jets, it's about adding to it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want to say, Pat, you know, the Giants have other things that they have to address. You know, this is a team that had went all in a couple of years ago with spending, you know, all that money they spent when they got Bradberry, Dory Jackson, you know, signed Leonard Williams, you know, made all those moves. So now that, you know, that credit card bill has come back and they have to pay it. So they don't want to go too crazy because they're about getting financially responsible.
Let me ask you this. So we talked about this a little bit, but I want to go back to it because where the Jets are and how Zach Wilson played against the Patriots last week set some people off about, but this defense is playoff caliber. It's played really well. I mean, it's been really good. And you do have some weapons. And Zach Wilson had a game that was a typical young, impatient, impulsive, frustrating, because you should have won that game and maybe could have won that game based on your defense. And so the idea that, well, they should bench him, go with somebody else because you have a chance to do something this year. Robert Saleh was asked that by the media, and he shot down the idea of benching Zach Wilson.
I think Zach's going to continue to get better. I think he's a lot better than he was a year ago, like I've told you guys. But he, like everyone, I mean, we can all look in the mirror and look at the decisions we've all made yesterday. We all took turns, whether it was an ill-advised penalty, whether it was special teams play, protection, whatever it was, we've all got to get better. Zach obviously is the quarterback. He's got the ball in his hands. He's the most obvious in terms of being critical on, but he's gotten a lot better. Expect him to continue to get better. Do I expect it all to be clean? No, every quarterback has their days, but he's our quarterback because we think he's going to get better and he's going to continue to prove why he's the number two pick.
Do you agree with that? I mean, do you feel like you've got to live through these mistakes?
I mean, what choice do they have? I mean, look at Jacksonville. They're living through the same mistakes for Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Trey Lance. You know, it's a lot of people going through mistakes now. I mean, right now Tennessee is going to have to go through the stakes. Malik Willis, that just comes with the job, but – you know, I don't mind a young quarterback making mistakes, but I don't want him making the same mistakes. Like all this off-schedule junk, throwing off his back foot, you know, throwing up lollipops, giving up on the protection, that needs to be cleaned up. I mean, and you have to coach that out of him this year, because next year we don't want to hear about, you know, that. We want to see him make the same jump that Jalen Hurts made in year three, because they'll be able to surround him with even more weapons
right
next year. right? I want to see him make the same, you know, step up that, you know, Mahomes made, the same step up that, you know, all quarterbacks that we think are going to be better makes in year three to prove that they are a franchise quarterback and not just a guy that you're going to be looking to replace or hoping that a better option comes about.
All right, so the Jets, Giants, Stan Papa. It has been a very busy trade deadline day, and there's still another hour to go. And, I mean, it's a lot to follow. T.J. Hockenson traded already today during the show. He goes to Minnesota. Good pickup for them. You see Chase Claypool go to the Bears, giving Justin Fields a weapon to work with. No doubt about that. And then Bradley Chubb going to the Dolphins. So big moves happening during the show and another hour of the NFL trade deadline to complete. So you certainly want to keep it right here and see what is the next move that could be made. A little frenzy of the NFL trade deadline. Feels like the NBA. And oh, by the way, what is going on in Brooklyn? So much happened on this show, Bart. It was a busy one and a lot of fun. And we'll be back for more tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.